Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. My wife and I own Learburg. This is a good question that came into our Ask Cindy portal, and I say it every time. You do not have to be a customer of Learburg to ask Cindy a question. And she answers these every day. I don't think there's another website on the internet, dog-related website, that does what she does or what we do. So this one is about some people that have a Cane Corso that's 7 months old, puppy, that they got that they said is doing shark attacks on them. No, it's really not funny. I'll read it first. Hi, we have a 7-month-old Cane Corso puppy that we got when he was about 15 weeks old. So they've had him for a while now. We got him from a good breeder. I don't think a lot of training had been done prior, and we've been consistently working with the dog through the crazy puppy phase. We can't seem to break him from jumping and nipping that he does to me, my husband, and my teenage son. It seems to come out of nowhere, and once he starts, it's hard to redirect him without blurring the lines of rewarding bad behavior or redirecting. It's a very good point, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute. He's driven, so he usually will react well to a bone or a bully stick to divert him for a while. Sometimes we crate him till he can collect himself. But he's a big boy. I bet he is at 7 months old, Cane Corso. Of course, and his nips are leaving us battered and bruised, clothes ripped, and a tense feeling afterwards. I would be tense too if my 7-month-old dog was leaving bruised and ripped clothes. He's a sweet boy, but these bouts of random shark attacks are rough to live with. His breeder swears by Cesar Millan and said to scuff him under his chin and sweep his legs out from under so he goes on his back, then hold him there till he settles down. I'm not a fan of doing that. Neither am I. Look, Cesar is a nice guy. He shows people how to do these things where you throw your dog down and climb on top of him and hold him down. It's crazy, crazy stuff to do. It's dangerous. It's really dangerous. I don't know why Cesar does that. I mean, he bought videos for me back in the 90s. I'll tell you a little story. I know a person, a woman, a smaller woman, and she trains dogs in IGP or Schutzen protection training. And she had a German Shepherd that was 75, 80 pounds. And she tried to throw him down and hold him down the way Cesar tells you to do it. She couldn't hold that dog down. And the dog ended up, because she was right on top of it, the dog ended up biting her in the face and did 75 or 100 stitches. So again, Cesar's a nice guy. Be a fun guy to go out and drink a beer with. He's not somebody that I'm gonna ask how to train my dog. He's been a groomer his whole life. He's really, and a behaviorist, but he has a bit to learn about how to deal with dominant and aggressive dogs. Cindy goes on to say, since he's already 7 months old and a large, powerful dog, I would definitely start by changing up the way you live with this dog. I agree that Cesar's methods would not be recommended. She's more polite than me. If you notice this shark attack behavior starts at specific times or in specific areas of your home, it could be that he's getting overly stimulated, much like a young kid gets overly wound up. Ed and I have raised a large number of working breed puppies, and we noticed that a lot of them go through a similar wild, wound-up, tantrum-type outburst when they really need to have a mental break. And that's so true, because when you have these puppies and they're in the house for you, with you, which all of our puppies are raised in our house, and when they get tired, they're like a little kid. They can throw these little tantrums, they get a little wild, and when they're tired, we just pick them up and put them in the crate, and they take a nap, and they come out, and they're all calm. This is something that they could try with this dog. Cindy says, I use a crate for episodes like this and just let them relax and chill out. I don't allow my puppies, young dogs, or adult dogs that may have some behavioral issues to have free rein and run around in our house. None of our dogs come into the house and have free range. Do you know how long it takes a puppy to go behind a couch and pee and come back out? About 4 seconds. They don't like doing it right in front of you, especially after they've been scolded a couple of times. But if you've got them on a leash, you're going to spot the behavior when they start to get a little nervous and go in a circle and start to sniff the ground. Oh, let me pick you up and take you outside. That's an integral part of house training your dog. So, Cindy goes on to say that our dogs are either in a dog crate contained in a X-Pen kennel in the house, or we have areas that we put them in that have baby gates, or we keep them on leash all the time. And in the beginning, people don't like doing that. But in the beginning, if our dog learns to follow us around everywhere we go in the house, they're not going to try and get behind that couch to go outside or to pee or to poop. And a lot of people just don't like doing it, and that's the case here. If you have a leash and a collar on him when he's out with the family, you can use the leash to interrupt the bad behavior. That's absolutely the truth. That's if you have that dog on a leash and he starts doing this, then you can give him a correction. It's your choice on how you're going to handle it. Are you going to take him and put him in a dog crate? Are you going to have to give him a correction? And I will say this about corrections. My philosophy on corrections is, the purpose of a correction is not to punish the dog. The purpose of a correction is to get a behavior change. And every dog in every scenario has different levels of correction. And to talk about that, I will say, a dog, depending on his temperament and the distractions that this dog is facing, will determine how long or how hard that correction is, and even what kind of correction it is. This video is not to be teaching you how to give corrections, but if you follow this little philosophy, you're going to be a lot better off. Cindy goes on to say he also needs to learn impulse control and rules for how he's expected to behave. He's only going to get bigger and stronger, so I would not allow this to go on any longer. And that's the truth, too. This dog's been allowed to do this. It's been allowed to practice bad behavior. And what that means is these people are going to have to use a lot more aversives if that's the direction that it's going to take to stop this behavior, because I don't know about you, but I'd get pissed if a 7-month-old King Corso bit me or ripped my clothes. I'd give him a few shots at putting him in the dog crate and making him stay there. But if that didn't solve the problem, then it's time to get a little stronger with the dog. And again, it all depends on the dog. But if you do it strong enough to get a behavior change, you're doing okay. So, even though he's likely getting big, he's still mentally immature. So you need to break this training down into small lessons that don't bore him and give him plenty of downtime after training sessions. And basically what Cindy's talking about here is at 7 months old, this dog is ready to be started his training program, you know, using high-value food rewards, reward-based food rewards, not the yank and crank type of training that we used to do, I did 50 years ago. So the woman came back and said, thank you much. I'm not sure how he's going to do on a leash in the house. Yeah, that's hard at 7 months. If they'd have done this when he was, got the dog when he was 8 weeks or 10, 12 weeks old, it would have been a lot easier than at 7 months old. So at that point, I'd still have that dog on a leash when he came out in the house. And I'd have to set up training sessions where I brought him out, and I don't play with dogs in my house. I take them outside and play with them. Then we bring him in the house, and that's downtime. So I would take him out, I'd bring him back in, he'd go back in the dog crate. I wouldn't let him run loose in the house. There's no need for that. I work from home, so he's really chill during the day. It's at night when most of these episodes occur, but we'll try it. Well, maybe the solution should be is, if you're going to let him out during the day, And if he's chilled out during the day, when people come home at night, he goes in a dog crate. He goes in into an X-Men. And if he jumps up on the X-Men, you don't use the X-Men anymore, or you correct him for jumping up, and he still goes back into a dog crate. So Sonny said, it's going to be a challenge for everyone in the household. If you aren't all on the same page and you don't reinforce the rules, then it won't be successful. And that's really true. And this is going to be a large, strong dog, and they need to learn respect, and they need to learn rules at a young age. And they have a number of windows they've already passed that they should have started on, so it's going to be harder for them to do this.